Someone's recorded over it. Now anyone who looks at my life will think that I only lived for half an hour on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. The light is fading. Now it's dark. All I can hear is the sound of my own voice.
And mine.
Who are you?
I suppose you could say I'm your guardian angel.
I don't care which newspaper sponsors you.
No, you see, I appear when you're in peril. Right now, you're about to splat into the ground at 100 miles an hour.
So you can help me escape?
Oh, no. But I can make it more fun. You see, I can slow down time while I review the tape of your life with you to prepare it for the great library in the sky.
Hang on. What do you mean, great library in the sky?
The great library in the Sky TV multimedia archive. They've bought the rights to everyone's history.
But my tape's been wiped over.
No, don't worry, I've got a copy. I taped over Jim Davidson's.
Good.
We'll go through everything that you've ever done or could have done. Think of me as a kind of Sue Lawley or the woman who presents Heart of the Matter.
Ah, that Bakewell tart.
What's your first record?
Record?
Yes, you get to have some last requests.
Oh, well, my last record would have to be The Sleepy Lagoon, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Charles McCarris.
No, sorry, you can't have that one, it's too confusing.
Oh?
Now, I've been given the power to show you what did happen, or indeed what could have happened to you in any given situation with any person from the whole of history.
Well, if I were to say, what was it like to be a Jehovah's Witness in Anglo-Saxon Britain?
Here it is. I've got it. Right, hang on.
Aye.
Hello. Would you like a watchtower?
Oh, yes, please.
Really? I'm not sure this has happened before. Are you sure?
Yeah, a watchtower. Smashing. Useful for early warning of Viking raids. Been meaning to get one for a while, actually. Yeah, nice and tall, are they? What have you got? Stone? Wood? Flax? What?
No, it's a paper.
Paper watchtower? Sounds rubbish. What if it rains?
How do I explain? I don't know any Anglo-Saxon words. Well, I know a couple, but they won't be relevant right now. Can I go now?
Listening to Milton Jones, his life, his times, his last horrific death plunge.
Didn't like that much.
Well, sorry, you chose it. You should stick to things that really happened.
All right. The other day, I dropped my bounty bar down a drain.
Milton's Paradise Lost.
Do you mind? I'm supposed to be doing the flashbacks.
Sorry.
Right, so here you are then. You're falling through the air without a parachute, thousands of feet above the former Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
Let's look back and see how you ended up in this position. Let's go back to 1973.
Ah, 1973. The three-day week. Being at nursery seems such a long time ago.
Did you enjoy your time there?
No, it was very difficult for a child to sell gardening equipment. There were tulips from Holland, cacti from America, gladioli from Australia, all side by side on my keyboard. Oh, Lord, why can't we?
But I was talking about when you were at school. It says here that you weren't always understood.
Miss?
Yes?
Miss?
Yes? What is it?
Oh, nothing. I'm just playing Battleships. I remember inviting a friend home, and I said, just to show off, "Hey, Mum, get us some tea," and then I clicked my fingers. Then she clipped me around the ear. I said, "Didn't hurt." Then she smacked me around the legs. I said, "Still didn't hurt." Then she did a flying drop kick. Then I began to realise that now she was showing off. I don't blame her. You see, her parents had been involved in the martial arts film industry. As a child, she'd been very badly dubbed. It used to affect her quite a lot.
Milton! Milton! Get up from your bed! Put uniform on!
Oh, Mum!
No, stop!